Polish-American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish-Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now, here's your host, Michael Blihash.
Dzień dobry, and welcome to our Saturday get-together here on 860 AM, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio. However, people from all over the USA and the world can tune in simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. Well, as we get started on this Saturday, October the 12th, I ask that you contact family members and friends and then sit back, relax, and enjoy as we begin with this one. It is called Join In and Sing Along Polka, and it is by the Eastern Sound Band.
The Chev family has brought the old-world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, cabanosa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to compliment all of the people that made a commitment to participate in the 91st annual Pulaski Day Parade, which was held on Sunday, October the 6th, last Sunday, on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway in Center City, Philadelphia. It was really a great event that promoted Polish and Polish-American history, culture, and pride, and helped present a positive focus on the Polish-American community and the Polish history we seek so much to promote and preserve. Now, compliments to all of the organizations that are listed in the parade outline that you saw printed in the October edition of the Polish American News, and you will see in the October paper all of the various things that we try to do to promote Polish American Heritage Month as well. And when you look at the news on television or hear announcements on the radio, you see that more and more groups in the United States are promoting their heritage to the general public, and Polonia was certainly very pleased to do that last Sunday in the parade. That's great because America is the land of many nationalities from all over the world, and we are a large part of America, dating back to October the 1st, 1608. And pride in one's heritage helps people feel good about themselves, and celebrating one's heritage in public adds to the greatness of America because we are all Americans, and the parade demonstrates the pride that we have in our ancestors and in the countries they immigrated from and became Americans. Compliments again to all the organizations, churches, Polish American groups, the dancers, the singers that all participated. Compliments to Teresa Romanowski, the parade contact, and all of the individuals that helped coordinate this year's Pulaski Day Parade. They will be outlined and mentioned in the November edition of the Polish American News. And special thanks to WPVI TV 6 ABC for broadcasting the parade that was seen by over 125,000 people watching the parade live between 12:30 and 2 in the afternoon. It was also enjoyed by people all over the United States who turned on their computer live and went to 6abc.com. And boy, we got a lot of good compliments from that. It was a great celebration featuring a large number of marchers, dancers, and singers celebrating Polish and Polish-American pride. And I want to say thank you to Alicia Vitarelli, who co-hosted the Pulaski Day Parade with me. We had a great time providing the broadcast on WPVI TV 6 ABC. We enjoyed dancing the Polonaise at the end to close off the Pulaski Day Parade on TV 6. And thanks also to Alicia, who really enjoys hosting the parade. That's very important that you enjoy and are out there to celebrate with us. Also, Alicia Vitarelli will be hosting the Italian-American Parade tomorrow, and that's the 13th, and on TV 6 from 12:30 until 2 in the afternoon from Broad Street and Oregon Avenue in South Philadelphia. Do tune in and enjoy. And I'd like to say thank you to the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, who were one of our sponsors for the parade. And remember, this is a national Polish and American credit union, and they invite everyone, all nationalities, to be part of the PSFCU. And you can check them out on the internet by going to psfcu.com. That's PSFCU, a very large federal credit union. How about we pause now and say happy birthday in Stolat to Joanna Sokołowski from her husband Joseph, to Marianne Guzewicz from her husband Ed, to Anna Florek from her husband Raymond, to Dorothy Urbański from her husband Andrew, as well as from Barbara Marzek from her husband Jan. And also we'll send this one out for all of the Krakowianki that marched in this year's Pulaski Day Parade, with compliments to everybody who marched and all of the ladies that marched. We're going to send out this next selection. It is the Krakowianka Oberek, and it's by Denis Poluski and the Maestro's Men.
Do Krakowa wrócę, w nim się zakochałem. Ładnie tam jest Wawel i królewski zamek. serce moje tęskni do tych krakowianka. Wrócę ja do mej kochanki, wrócę ja do krakowianki. Panienki bardzo modne chodzą, ale mód aktorki często się rozwodzą. Moja krakowianka stała jeszcze przyra, było na popo, a życie się zaczyna. Wrócę ja do mych kochanki, wrócę ja do krakowianki. Zapada i tam Krakowie, z daleka już słychać piękne te melodie. Jedni tam tańczują, a drudzy śpiewają, wszyscy tak wesoło wieczór tam spędzają. Muzykanci grają do samego ranka, całonocznie tańczy moja Krakowianka. Uśmiech ma na twarzy i ładnie promieniec, a na głowie z kwiatów upleczony wieniec. Wrócę ja do mej kochanki, wrócę ja do Krakowianki.
Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg, and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish, and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
And ladies and gentlemen, our Grand Marshal, Helen Scipio, would like to say thank you to everyone that wished her the very best during this year's Pulaski Day Parade. As you know, Helen worked in the community for many, many years, and this is our opportunity to recognize someone who participated, who gave, and was always there when needed. And also, I would like to say it was really a great parade, and everyone had a wonderful time, and the people at home, it was beautiful to hear the amount of people that tuned in on the television and also on 6abc.com. Now, there will be several parade photos in the November edition of the Polish American News. And when you see the YouTube of the parade, you will see how beautiful it was and why people like to watch it on TV 6abc. And when you look at the fact that Polish people arrived here in America on October 1st, 1608, you can say we still have a lot of pride in Polish Americans and what we do, and we've been continuously being part of the great mosaic of America. And as we continue to celebrate Polish American Heritage Month during October, I encourage all of you to welcome people to visit the Polish American Cultural Center's museum site. And they'll also be able to see the parade video there and enjoy it like they were there that day. If they were in the parade, they'd be able to see it. And thanks to everyone again, our advertisers and supporters, for helping us promote the Polish-American community in the news media. And also in the October edition of the Polish-American News, there is an outline of Helen Cizio, the Grand Marshal, on page 3. And on page 5, you will see a listing of all of the organizations that participated in this year's Pulaski Day Parade. Also, following the parade, we had a very, very nice event there at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia. It was a beautiful day, so the picnic grounds were packed with people. It was great music. It was all kinds of food. It was really a very special event. And my compliments to Andrew Wiśniewski, president, and all of the representatives from the Associated Polish Home for a great job, and looking forward to another great parade next October. Polish-American Heritage Month greetings from Walter and Barb Rielnicki, Denis Ostapowicz, John and Cynthia Krakowiak, Michael Bliash and family, and John Cierf and family. Polish-American Heritage Month greetings from Richard and Dorothy Klimek, Teresa Romanowski, John and Mary Alice Gruch, Michael and Karen Krabowski, and Dr. and Mrs. Stephen Skurczynski. Heritage Month greetings from Richard Krzyżanowski Esquire, Honorable Bernice Sobin DeAngelis, Caroline Czeszelka, Mary and Jacek Brock, David and Allison Galewski, and Eugene and Marie Mattioni. And also greetings to you and yours from everyone from WSFS Bank. And as you know, they stand for service. And check them out on the internet at WSFSBank.com. And they wish everyone the very best during October, Polish American Heritage Month. And by the way, on Sunday, October the 27th, everyone is invited to the fall polka party there at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia. From 2 until 6 p.m., they'll be featuring music by Denis Poluski and the Maestro's Men, along with lots of Polish food and refreshments, which will be available. And for more information or to reserve tickets for the fall polka party on Sunday, October the 27th, there at the Associated Polish Home Ballroom, I'm encouraging you to call John Wiśniewski at area code 215-906-1825. That's area code 215-926-1825. The Associated Polish Ballroom is located at 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia. And John's number for information or reservations, again, is 215-906-1825. And also best wishes from Mr. James Robaczewski, who is the national president of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, serving Polonia for over 150 years. And as you know, this organization began as a life insurance fraternal, and they offer now annuities, fraternal benefits, educational scholarships, and so much more. For more information about all of their services, check them out on the internet. It's very easy to remember, PRCUA.org. That's PRCUA.org. Once again, Mr. James Robaczewski and all of the board and members of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America wish you and yours the very best. And when I come back, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you on supporting American workers. But first, I have a special request for We Were Made for Each Other by Dave Gawroński and the Musical Magic as we say happy wedding anniversary to Kathleen and Józef Zbietnicki, to Agnes and Michael Williams, to Rose Castellano and Ed Castellano, to Helena and Jan Butka, to Marie and Edward Zisk, and for all of you that are marking a wedding anniversary this week, let's enjoy this one. It is by Dave Gawroński and the Musical Magic. And ladies and gentlemen, as our fellow Americans respond to our efforts to promote the Buy American Made campaign, we all agree we need more businesses to make and sell more products with Made in America labels. It was much easier to create new jobs of every type 35 years ago before outsourcing manufacturing was promoted as a cost-saving option for America's industries. Looking back, elected officials and business leaders should have been working together more closely to create an attractive environment for businesses to keep manufacturing and all other jobs in our country instead of going overseas for cheaper labor and lower operating costs. Today, because tens of millions of jobs were lost in the United States for so many years, we have a skilled workers gap, and America's high school students need more exposure to all levels of present day and future job possibilities. The skilled workers gap would be resolved with the full restoration of trade and technology programs in addition to math, history, and science. All of America's schools need to ensure that students can consider a wide variety of jobs that will enable them to earn a decent living. More young, skilled workers are also needed to replace those who are approaching retirement. America presently needs millions of new workers in every aspect of employment, from research and development, manufacturing products, advertising, selling, shipping, and servicing products proudly made in the United States of America. Speaking up where you shop and seeking out American Made is a goal we need to work toward. Working together, we can reach this goal. And thanks for your participation. Your comments and suggestions are always welcome. Send your email to michael@americanworkersradio.com. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And I first would like to say thank you to all of the radio broadcasters that air my commentary during their public service time. It certainly has brought us a lot of attention and welcomed people to come and be part of our broadcast, listening in and sharing ideas with family and friends. Also, thanks to the newspapers that reprint the articles, and of course, that is helping us also get the word out to people, and that's what we're supposed to do. We're going to encourage everyone that is registered to vote to go out and vote, because that's what it's all about. We have to make our decisions known, and when we see what the vote is all about, we know where we have to go in the future. And by the way, America presently needs millions of new workers. If you look on the debt clock, you can see, which is put up there by the United States government, just how many people are really unemployed. Many of the people being hired at this time, which they announce each month, are people who are replacing the people that are retiring. They are really not as many brand new jobs as they would like everybody to think. And by the way, if we get more of those jobs in America, we'll have a lot of new opportunities across the board, including research and development of new products, making those products, advertising the products, selling, shipping, and servicing office workers. There's so many individuals that could be employed in each aspect of making things and circulating things. We have to stop supporting others and look to support our own. Please do spread the word. And I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you to our panel members who help me every Wednesday with the broadcast. They include Larkin Conley, Bruce Bassett Powell, Mark Andel, Henry Chaplinsky, who joined me. And I want to tell you, it's those opinions, it's the conversation that people enjoy. And I want to thank you for doing that. It was very, very interesting to hear from so many people during the last few months. As they saw what's going on, they said, it's all talk and no one is really telling us what they would do if they became the president or the senator or the congressman. It's all talk and no real ideas. I'd like to say this year we enjoyed in the Pulaski Day Parade both General Pulaski and General Kosciuszko, who were part of the American Revolution. And of course, they helped us to make sure that America became independent and stayed independent. And I encourage you to let everybody know that we welcome them to tune into our Wednesday broadcast from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, which helps include the idea of independent thinking, independent purchasing. Make sure that we go out of our way to support American made. Do tune in again this Wednesday, October the 16th, from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. And thank you all for spreading the word. You can see my weekly commentaries, in fact, copy them or just email them off to other newspapers or radio broadcasters in your area. They're all available from the top of the page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And now, because this is such an important year, we are going to send this one out for all of you and all of our supporters. It's the Eddie Foreman Orchestra, and it is their version of Old Glory.
For the brave and loyal people, we remember them in May. My thanks to those who fought for freedom, in your dead will always be. I fly my flag in all its glory, a proud American, that's me. When I see old glory waving, it means so much to me. Red, white, and blue with stars a-glowing, from sea to shining sea. I'm proud to be part of this country, the good old USA. You know our flag, it stands for freedom, something they can't take away. It's there for you and me. When you see the flag a-waving, remember what it means. Hand in hand we stand together, let our freedom ring. The stars and stripes will fly forever. Join with me and sing. When I see old glory waving, it means so much to me. Red, white, and blue with stars a-glowing, from sea to shining sea. I'm proud to be part of this country, the good old USA. You know our flag, it stands for freedom, something they can't take away.
And I'm very pleased to tell you that you are tuned in to the Saturday Variety Program serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware 7 days a week here on 860 AM Radio. I'm Michael Blihosh, your Saturday and Wednesday host, and I thank you for tuning in and thank you for spreading the word to family and friends. Our schedule is the same Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. On Monday and Tuesday, enjoy hostess Barbara Janicka. And on Wednesday, I'm here for another edition of American Workers Radio. And then on Thursday morning at 11, Barbara's back. And at 11:45, it is the Pauline Fathers Radio broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Then on Friday morning at 11, Barbara's back. And on Saturdays from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, I encourage you to tune in on the radio, on the internet, and if you have Alexa, Alexa, Saturday Variety Program, and it'll play. It's unbelievable the amount of people that enjoy our broadcast through all sorts of technology. And then on Sundays, tune in from 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon with hostess Barbara Janicka, followed by Polonia Today with hostess Debbie Mica. And as always, if you have a special event coming up in the family and you'd like to have it mentioned here during our Saturday broadcast, just send me a brief note to the Polish American Radio Program Office. That's at 308 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA 19106. Mark that to the attention of greeting. Well, today, the officers and members of the Polish American Cultural Center in Philadelphia and the Polish American Congress Eastern Pennsylvania District and all of Polonia are honored to extend congratulations to the officers of the National Polish American Congress and all of its divisions throughout the United States and their officers as they mark the 80th anniversary of the Polish American Congress this week. It is without question that the Polish American Congress continues to unite Polish Americans and our brothers and sisters in Poland as they've been doing for the last 80 years. Can you believe it? They've done so much over the years, it deserves all of our compliments. And we feel that the Polish American Congress's mission has been very well accomplished. And I would say that it needs to continue for many, many years and continue its efforts in behalf of Polonia, not only in Poland, but here in the USA. As we work together as proud Polish Americans, let's help promote the history, culture, and pride of Poland of more than 1,050 years and the Polish American history, which began here in America with the arrival of the first Polish settlers on October 1st, 1608, at Jamestown, Virginia. That's 416 years ago. And as I say so often, and as I mention in my greetings to the Polish American Congress, it's really up to all of us to promote Polish and Polish American heritage. And we ask that you do that not only for yourself, but to instill Polish pride with your children and also your grandchildren and family. Celebrating Polish traditions with family and friends during Christmas seasons, all sorts of Easter celebrations, and also all kinds of events, birthdays and so on. Sing Stolat during those special occasions to promote Polish history, customs, and friendship among family and friends. And best wishes to everyone involved with the National Polish American Congress and, of course, Stolat. I extended those greetings to them from the Polish American Cultural Center, from the Polish American Radio Program serving the community since 1925, from Polish American Social Services, marking its 116th birthday, operating since 1908, and October as Polish American Heritage Month, being celebrated since 1981. And now let's pause for additional salutes from our supporters. Heritage Month greetings from Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, Grushevsky and Schaller families, Lieutenant Colonel Michael and Kathleen Fedett, Burns Tavern, and Ammon Shoprite. Polish American Heritage Month greetings from Danuta Dobrowolski, Judy and Tony Leisure, the Clouder family, Diane Muchowski-Labruno, and Albert Karwowski. Happy Polish American Heritage Month from Christine Kuzmine, Polish National Alliance Group 714, Stephanie McCurry, Thomas Orawiec, and Henry Rzewski. And I would only like to add here that I have also greetings to you and yours from Rivers Casino, and as you know, they are located at 1001 North Delaware Avenue in Philadelphia, and they invite you to come and celebrate anytime throughout the year. And United Polish American Social Services would like to remind you that no matter what you're looking for in the way of social services, you can contact their office if you live in Pennsylvania. You can give them a call Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Give them a call at 215-922-1700. And you can check them out on the internet with all sorts of programs outlined on their internet site by going to PolishAmericanSocialServices.com or UnitedSocialServices.com. And as you know, Polish American Heritage Month is a very special time for all of Polonia to get together and do special things. And I'd like to remind you that the Polish American Cultural Center Museum is going to be closed on Monday to mark Columbus Day, and it will reopen on Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. and continue until 4 in the afternoon for the rest of the week. And if you'd like additional information about what's taking place there at the Polish American Cultural Center, just check them out on the internet by going to PolishAmericanCenter.com. How about we pause now and salute all of our Italian-American listeners with this selection. It is by Happy Louie and Yulcha.
We marry, oh Marie, we marry, oh Marie, when the sun shines on the earth.
Bye.
Polish-American Heritage Month greetings from Burns Tavern, Kasbah Caterers, Florkowski Builders, Eugene Gniewek Funeral Home, Dr. Eva Marczak, JPTs, Joseph Pataccio, Wesley Muschow, Polish National Alliance, Polka Deli, Polish Eagle Sports Club, Riley Ratkowski Funeral Home, Dan O'Mara State Farm Insurance Agency, and Lawrence Tokchuk Funeral Home. More than 20 million Americans share full or partial Polish heritage. Polish Americans are part of every aspect of life in America. They are well known for their contributions to the arts, music, education, politics, engineering, communications, medicine, religion, travel, sports, research and development, and community events. They are inventors, builders, and professionals that make up the great mosaic of America. And I also have greetings today for Polish Americans in our area, and that is from Councilman Mark Skula and Councilman Mike Driscoll from the city of Philadelphia. Also best wishes from the members of the Polish National Alliance, America's largest national fraternal organization. Their national president is Frank Spula, and he wishes everyone the very best. And for more information, do check out the Polish National Alliance on the internet by going to pna-znp.org. That's pna-znp.org. And also best wishes from State Representative Joseph Hohenstein. And he would like to wish all of his constituents the very best as you celebrate Polish American Heritage Month. And also, I want to thank Alicia Vitarelli, who co-hosted the Pulaski Day Parade with me. It was great on WPVI TV6 ABC. And we certainly had a lot of responses from people. And, you know, Alicia Vitarelli will be hosting the Italian-American Parade tomorrow, October the 13th, on TV6 ABC from 12:30 until 2 in the afternoon. Do tune in and enjoy. And also all of our supporters from Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts want to wish you a very enjoyable Polish-American Heritage Month. And as you know, they have two locations. One is at 690 West DeKalb Pike, and that is in the King of Prussia Mall. And for more information about that particular store, you can check them out on the internet by going to polskapolishpottery.com. That's polskapolishpottery.com. You can also give them a call at area code 610-256-2306. And they have a second store in Pennsylvania, and that is called Polish Pottery Pride, and that's located at 29 Wyoming Valley Mall in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. For more information, visit them on the internet at polishpotterypride.com, or you can give them a call at area code 570-592-6392. And don't forget, on Sunday, October the 27th, all of you are invited to the Fall Polka Party there at the Associated Polish Home Ballroom, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia. That'll be from 2 until 6 p.m., featuring music of Dennis Boluski and the Maestro's Men, with lots of food and refreshments available. And for more information, you can call John Wisniewski at area code 215-906-1825. That's 215-906-1825. Do spread the word and invite family members and friends to go on over and enjoy themselves there at the Associated Polish Home on Sunday, October the 27th, between 2 and 6 p.m. And today, Helen Cizio, the Grand Marshal of the Pulaski Day Parade, wants to say thank you to all the people who recognized her efforts during the last 50 plus years in the community. And she says thank you for honoring her as the Grand Marshal. And she also tells everyone to support Polonia in every way that they can. Also, best wishes from Pat Kwoka and everyone from the Polish American Heritage Association, PAHA, from Camden County, New Jersey. You can visit their internet site by going to pahacamdencounty.com. And also best wishes from the Gruszewski and the Schaller family. And let's pause now and say happy birthday in Stolat to Anthony Markiewicz from his wife Anna, to John Butler from his wife Kelly, to Joseph Maltz from his wife Helena, to Henry Zukowski from his family and friends, and to Brian Hutzman from his wife Alfreda. For all of them and all of you and all the marchers that were in the Pulaski Day Parade, let's enjoy the Pulaski Day Polka by the Jimmy Stir Orchestra.
Śpiewaj sobie oj syt git, oj syt git, oj syt git, oj syt, oj syt, oj syt git.
Dziaj, dziaj, dziaj ja, jak ta pana pięknie gra. Piccolino, bum, 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 a te małe, hej, hej. Tu szybnem dziurę mam, a te małe jeszcze gra.
Ta banda, ta banda,
ta banda pięknie gra.
Jak ta banda pięknie gra, pięknie gra, pięknie gra. Jak ta banda pięknie gra.
Dziaj, dziaj, dziaj ja. Jak ta banda pięknie gra. Piccolino, bum, bum, bum. A te małe, hej, hej. Duszę menem, ciurę ma. A te małe jeszcze gra.
Ta banda, ta banda.
Ta banda pięknie gra. Hej.
October is National Polish American Heritage Month, and Polonia in the USA is urged to highlight the history, traditions, and culture of the Polish people, which have been a proud part of America's history since the arrival of the first Polish settlers at Jamestown, Virginia, on October 1, 1608. Today, more than 20 million Americans share full or partial Polish heritage and continue to celebrate the traditions and customs of their ancestors from Poland. For more information about Polish American Heritage Month and ways to celebrate during October, visit the committee on the internet at PolishAmericanHeritageMonth.com or visit PolishAmericanCenter.com. And I would like to also offer you best wishes during Polish American Heritage Month from Union Roofing. And as you know, they serve southeastern Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And for more information, you can visit them on the internet by going to unionroofing.net. That's unionroofing.net. Or you can give them a call at 215-464-6425. And don't forget Lech Waste Services. For more information about all of your service needs, dumpsters, compactors, recycling, give them a buzz at 215-675-8000. That's 215-675-8000. And also, I would like to remind you that our friends from the Ukrainian community depend on us to help them, because these are extremely difficult times in the Ukraine. And if you are able to help in any way, they invite you to help them. We invite you to help them by going to the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com and click on the campaign to aid Ukrainian refugees. And also don't forget that the Polish American Cultural Center will be closed on Monday to celebrate Columbus Day, but they will be back on Tuesday at 11 a.m. and continue until 4 in the afternoon. For more information, you can visit them on the internet by going to PolishAmericanCenter.com. Also, there will be a rebroadcast of the Pulaski Day Parade on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Do check it out. And, of course, our thanks to the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union for also helping us to present the parade. You can check them out on the internet by going to psfcu.com. And also, for all of the delicious Polish kielbasa, contact Czerw's Kielbasy, located at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. And if you would like to do some traveling and maybe go to visit the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, check them out on the internet by going to PolishShrine.com. And remember, you can listen to our broadcast on Alexa 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by saying, "Alexa, Saturday Variety Program." That's Alexa, Saturday Variety Program. Well, this has been a very busy week, but I want to say thank you to everyone that helped out. Your participation was very much appreciated. And as we close off today, I want to send this salute out to all of you. Do widzenia I przyjemnego weekendu. Have a wonderful week.
High in the sky. Tip your hand as your flag goes by. It stands for freedom. High in the sky.